Hello and welcome to the Allegheny Institute Report on the Lincoln Institute Radio Journal. I'm your host, Frank Amrat, and with me today is Allegheny Institute Research Director Eric Montardi. In our part of the world, in southwestern Pennsylvania, Allegheny County, it's budget season. Not like wabbit season or duck season, it's budget season. Our county executive has said that she needs to raise millages 2.2, and that's causing a little bit of consternation in these here parts. You follow the county budget better than anybody. Could you tell our listeners exactly what she's proposing?
It's a millage increase for the first time since 2012. There would be a increase in the property tax rate for the county. Currently, a taxpayer pays 4.73 mil. So on $100,000 of value, that equates to $473 in taxes. Now, homeowners get a homestead farmstead exemption if they qualify from the county for county purposes. That exempts the first $18,000 in assessed value. The proposed budget would also increase that from $18,000 to $21,000. So the numbers that the county has put out is that if you look at a median value home, which would be around $110,000, taking into account the tax increase, which as you mentioned, 2.2 mils, it would take the millage rate to 6.93 plus the $3,000 in the homestead exemption. That would equate to about $182 a year additional in property taxes.
And right, that's just for the county. Now, that's not counting whether or not your municipality or your school district raises millages. That's just the county. And I believe the homestead exemption, or farmstead exemption, is also just on your county taxes and not on your school or municipal.
It depends. I mean, the county has the homestead exemption, which it just pays for out of its collections. The school districts statewide are mandated that they have a homestead exemption, and that comes from the slot machines, and it varies by district. Mm-hmm. So every year, the state sends money back to the school districts, and based on the number of homesteads, that determines how much money comes off of your assessed value for your school district tax purposes. Municipalities, it varies. The city of Pittsburgh has it. A few communities in Allegheny County do as well. And then across the state, it is just at their discretion.
Okay. So here in Allegheny County, it would be depending on where you live and who your taxing body happens to be. Upon news that this was going to come up, County Council President Mr. Catena said that this is dead on arrival and that there is no appetite for this to go through county council. Our county home rule charter says that you need 2/3 or 10 votes to pass a tax increase, and it's very, very unlikely that she's going to get that. Now, of course, she has responded by saying, well, then you need to tell me what to cut. Now, we recently did a benchmark, county benchmark, that shows that the county's a little high on the expenditure side, but this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
It sure is. And as you mentioned, you know, the county's home rule, it's been that way coming up on 25 years. So within that charter, there's an entire chapter dedicated to budget and finance matters. So the county manager, which is an appointee of the executive, prepares the budget. The executive then proposes it to the council. The council has to hold a minimum of 2 public hearings. They've scheduled 3. They've held 1 to date. Then they get up until basically the first week of December to pass a budget. If there is going to be a tax change, then as you mentioned, you need a 2/3 vote, so 10 of the 15 seated members. The county council is free to add, delete, increase, decrease, anything that's in the budget, and then it has to pass a resolution saying that the budget goes into effect. It goes back to the chief executive. The chief executive under home rule in the charter has a line item veto power as well. The chief executive can go through and take out specific things. And the hope is that whatever gets agreed to happens by the start of the fiscal year, which would be January 1, 2025.
Right. And like you said, one meeting has already taken place, one public meeting. I think you said there's 2 more on the docket. And I know you went to the first one. It lasted a good 4 hours. And of course, once the county council president said, it's dead on arrival, and she said, well, what do you want to cut? She went straight to the public safety line of, well, we can't cut 9/11 or the courts or anything like that. What's your plan? But what people tend to conveniently forget is when she took office, the first thing she did was give a raise to non-union employees, which I know was put in the budget, but we said at the time that this is something that you're going to have to maintain. You may not be able to because you're not going to have money. Also, we said, we've been advocates for a long time, there has not been a property reassessment since 2012. You may want to do that because we have a lot of businesses, specifically office buildings that are vacant, who aren't making the money they once were, appealing their assessment values, winning lower assessed values. And so county government, as well as City of Pittsburgh schools and the City of Pittsburgh itself, not only are they receiving reductions in the property tax revenues they used to get, but they're also having to give refunds for the past couple years based on this thing known as the common level ratio. So given this sort of perfect storm of increased cost, some of it at her own hands, and a lowering of property tax revenues because of an older assessment, and again, she still sticks by her guns that she's not going to do an assessment, Allegheny County is finding itself in a real pickle here.
Certainly is. It's going to take, even if by the end of this year, the county would somehow either lose the lawsuit that it's against Pittsburgh Public Schools, which is in common pleas, that assumes that they would lose there at that level and not appeal it any higher. That even if they said we're going to go forward with one, we're talking about 550,000 parcels in Allegheny County. So that's at least 3 years. I mean, there are counties across the state right now, I think about 7 or 8 of them, that are in the process of going through reassessments. Some not since the 1970s, others a little bit more recently, the 1990s or the early 00s. They have a lot fewer parcels and they're looking at a process which is going to be maybe 2 to 3 years before value is going to affect. So we would be looking at something most likely the end of this decade, close to it for Allegheny County, I would think.
And of course, she gnashes her teeth about, well, past administrations should have done smaller increases, so she wouldn't have had to do, what was it, a 46% jump in the property tax millage increase. She looks back at that and says, well, that's really the problem. But as we noted for the last handful of years, and it's not an Allegheny County problem per se, federal government after the pandemic doled out a whole lot of rescue plan money to a whole lot of governments, and they've all been, I say, skipping their duties to actually enforce efficient government because they knew that they had this relief money in their back pockets. Well, that relief money as of the end of 2024 has to be earmarked and spent, if I'm not mistaken. And so that has come to an end, and now they have to face these hard choices, which they all skipped for the last 4 years.
Yeah, and it's, again, in Allegheny County, you look at all the taxing bodies, you have mixed results. There are school districts, they all receive pandemic aid. Some of them did increases in taxes every single year. Some of them have held off and done none. The City of Pittsburgh and all the municipalities also receive pandemic aid. As of now, the City of Pittsburgh says they are not going to increase taxes. Of course, as you mentioned, that's where most of the skyscrapers are concentrated, and they've been hit very hard by that. Pittsburgh Public Schools, same thing. They received pandemic aid. They had to spend it by the end of last month. They, at least in their preliminary budget at this point, say they're not going to have a tax increase. So it is a mixed bag.
Again, Allegheny County's in a pickle, and the close of 2024 is going to be very interesting around here to see what actually comes out of this budget crisis. I'd like to thank my colleague Eric for joining me today. I would also like to thank our listeners for tuning in. If you'd like more information on this or any other topics, I invite you to visit our website at AlleghenyInstitute.org. Thank you very much.